Good morning. It's 3:24 a.m. March 27th, 2019. Today I want to talk to you guys about healing. Healing was on my mind at 1 a.m. this morning because I'm basically not feeling my best for the last couple of days. I don't know if it's my sinuses or some type of cold or whatever, but I'm just not feeling my best. So I woke up this morning with healing, and not to say that I start thinking about the verse, by his stripes we are healed, by his stripes I am healed. So I started receiving my healing, but my mind also went to another type of healing. When you receive healing, that means that you're hurt somewhere. That means you're wounded somewhere. So my mind started going to those type of things. Not sickness, not diseases, but as far as healing that could probably be in your mind, in your heart, whatever you're going through, that type of healing. Because who's to say that healing just stops right there as far as sickness and disease? So we go through a lot of heartaches and pains, and we're hurt. That means that we're wounded because it's something that hurt us. We're hurt in a certain area, or we hurt by certain people. So we begin to ask God for healing. Healing, to be made whole again, because it's something that's broken. Something is broken, and it's something that we need to be made whole again. It can be friendships, it can be family, it can be relationships, whatever it is that it may be. It could be your mind, your heart, your spirit, your soul, whatever the case may be. But that's what was on my mind, so I just wanted to share that with you guys today. What areas of your life do you need healing? What areas of your life do you need healing? Because for me, it's sickness because of this little cold or whatever, but I'm claiming that by his stripes, I am healed. By his stripes I am healed. He was wounded for my transgressions. His body was bruised for everything that we could probably endure. Like, his body went through so much torment for us. And can you imagine the shame that he probably endured for our sakes? People accusing him of different things. So with that being said, you know, we really have to be thankful. There are some things that may come across our paths that may have us to think otherwise and to try to decrease our faith in God and in Jesus of what he had already done for us, because he wants us to rest in his finished work. But, you know, the devil always comes with his antics and criticism and try to condemn us to, you know, to get us to go astray. And then he comes in like a flood, but God will always lift up a standard. He will always lift up a standard. And right now, I just got to thank God even now for his protection, for his grace, for his angels that are being dispatched even right now while I'm driving, that they will protect me from all harm and danger from the enemy, and that I will make it home safely and get to where I'm supposed to get to. So I really just bless God just for who he is, because he is an amazing God. Like, God really shows up in our lives at different times, and especially when we always get in those situations where we need him. some people say don't always call on God when you need him, but God has a way of putting you in situations and circumstances where you don't have no choice but to call on him, so that you'll know that your help comes from him. It doesn't come from your own strength. Our strength is in him. I need his strength. I'm able to get up and move about, even though I don't feel as, you know, my best. I don't feel as well. I need his strength. I need his strength. I need his strength. And for those of you that have, that don't even know God, those of you that don't even know Jesus, or those of you that has backslid, because he says I'm married to the backsliders, meaning that you know God, but then you dip back into sin. And then, you know, you just backsliding. You keep going backwards instead of moving forward with God. But I want you guys to know that you can't stay stuck. Regardless if it's church hurt, regardless if it's some pastor or some friend that has showed you otherwise, or what Christianity is supposed to be, or what worshiping God is supposed to be, how our lives are supposed to be, because God wants us to be holy and spotless and blemish free from him. So with that being said, we can't do it on our own, and we hold each other to these high standards as if we got it together, as if we're perfect when we're not. And so when we see people who we lift on this pedestal, we see them fall short of the glory of God, then we want to bash them and condemn them instead of praying for them, and that God will open up, you know, his arms and his grace so that they can get back on the right track. And a lot of us do that. I'm guilty of that. I am guilty of that, because I used to do the same thing, which is why I ran away from churches. But it's not even about them. But when you really think about it, yeah, you're hurt at that moment. But when you really get over that and you really sit back and listen to how everything went down and what was said or whatever, then you start realizing, like, how did I let them keep me away from knowing God and growing further in God? See, now that part makes me upset and mad. And I have every right to be, because I wasn't looking at the bigger picture. What I should have done was kept going forward in God, not backsliding, not finding a reason not to go to church, and all of those things, all of those excuses. So I'm mad at myself for that. So I got to also forgive myself for allowing church hurt and people get in the way of my relationship with God. No matter what I'm going through, no matter what comes my way, as long as God has breath in my body, as long as my blood is still warm and my mind is still free, where I can still make a decision and not have a reprobate mind, I should be going towards God. I need to be running towards God even now. Even now, I forgive myself. I forgive myself for letting the situations and circumstances of church hurt and people get in the way of my relationship with God. Even though he said in his word that nothing can separate me from him, he said, what can separate us from the love of God? God still loved me enough, because he knew that him loving me and not bashing me and not completely cutting me off, he knew that loving me was going to bring me back to him. And a lot of us in our lives, we're missing love. And I honestly believe that is why I'm getting it now. Right now as I'm speaking, I honestly believe that's why the devil attacks us so hard in our relationships and our families and stuff, so that we can miss out on God's love, because we were made in His image. We were made in His image. So if I'm made in the image of something, that means that I'm going to imitate exactly what that image is. But with my life and my walk and my journey with God, that is what's going to strengthen me and make my way straight and not crooked. You know what I'm saying? You're getting on that right path with God to be exactly that imitation of Him. Not even imitation. I don't even want to say imitation, because that's like a kind of like being fake. We're not fake. We're made in His image. We are in His likeness. We are just like Him. So when things come up, obstacles and situations and circumstances come up, we can't allow that to get in the way of how much love is there. He said love conquers all. And love will conquer all, because His love conquered everything. His love conquered the devil. He defeated the devil because of His love. His love for us, because He said He gave His only begotten Son so that we may have life. He gave us that. That was His gift to us. And because it was free, we take it for granted. Because it's free, we take it for granted. We take all the free stuff for granted. But when we have to pay for something, then that's when we want to get serious about it, because we don't want to feel like we wasted our money. But here it is. God gave us a free gift. A free gift, which is His Son. And we need to be thankful for that every day. Some of us, including myself, has gotten beside the fact of what God has done for us. How He's made ways out of no way. How He protected us. How He kept us warm. I remember times when I didn't have no place to go, and I was from place to place. And there were moments where it was cold. The weather was cold. And I would pray and I would say, Jesus, God, wrap Your arms around me so that I can be warm. I didn't have a good jacket or anything to keep me warm. But because I prayed that to God and I believed, because I was picturing Him wrapping His arms around me, I instantly became warm. There has even been cold nights when I'm in the bed and I'm like, Lord, just wrap Your arms around me and keep me warm. And I just get all snuggled up and I fall asleep. So I can't take Him for granted. I cannot take Him for granted, and it's time out for that. Because that stuff will hinder you and it'll stop you from being where you need to be. It'll stop you from going where you need to go. So even with myself, it stops me. It interrupts me having a relationship with God. And I really need to get back on the right track with God. I need to get back on the right track with God. I need to set my mind on Him. I need to acknowledge His ways and everything that I do. I need to acknowledge Him. And in order for me to do that, I'm going to have to surrender. I'm going to have to surrender my ways of thinking. I'm going to have to surrender my ways of doing things. I'm going to have to surrender. That's the only way that is going to work. That is the only way that is going to work. Because I can't go in saying I want to be changed, but yet and still I'm stuck on my ways of thinking and my ways of doing things. No, God, I need You.
I need you. I need you to run this business. I need you to direct my path. I need you to direct my footsteps. I need you to direct me in everything that I do so that I won't leave you out of nothing. Everything that I do, I need you to be included in. My relationships, you got to start putting God in your relationships. Because when you're trying to make stuff work, it falls and crumbles easily. Why? Because your foundation is not built on God. What is it built on? Build it on Him. Because at least you know that when the wind tries to come and blow it down, or when somebody comes to try to knock it down, it's not going to move. That foundation will still be there and you can still easily build. You don't have to keep starting over because of foundations, because your foundations are being destroyed. You don't have to do that anymore. But when it's built on God, when you decide, even if you went into it the wrong way, even if it's not how you planned it out to be, but when you step aside and you say, God, I need you to be in this relationship because this is the only way that it's going to work. This is the only way that it's going to prosper in my life. And I trust you with this relationship. I trust you, God, with this relationship. I trust you so much that I know that you're going to make a way for me to be married, that you're going to make a way for me to have kids, and that it's going to be done the right way. No matter how much I'm trying to get my body right to produce, everything happens in its own season. And in order for God to bless me with new life, even a physical life, a baby, think about it. Would you want your baby coming in a situation where it just mess, where you're fussing? I mean, that creates an unhealthy environment for your child. Instead of setting the foundation, even God right now, set the foundation in my life so that everything in my life will be built on you and bring you glory. That I don't have to waste so much time trying to get it together myself when I need you to establish everything. I need you. I need you in everything that I do and everything that's involved in my life. I'm going to need you. I need you. I need you. I need you, God. I need you on this day more than I did on yesterday. I really do. I need you more on today than I did on yesterday. Without you, I'm nothing. Without you, I cannot prosper. Without you, I don't have those witty ideas. Without you, I don't have a vision. Without you, I can't interpret the dream. I need you as my foundation. I need you as my foundation. I forgive myself for falling short of your glory. I'm no longer condemning myself. I'm no longer going to look at the church hurt and how people hurt me, but I'm going to use that as a stepping stone to step forward and look towards you. And please have your Holy Spirit to always be a comforter to me and remind me of your word to administer to my mind, my body, and my soul. Whenever I'm about to go astray, minister to me. Come in quick like a flood and minister to me like we used to do. Guys, there used to be a time where when I used to do my Bible study, because he says study to show yourself approved. I used to do Bible study. I used to act like I was preaching Even though I was preaching to myself, but I act like I was preaching to other people or preaching to the angels. And when it came for me to worship, I can hear the angels backing up my song so that I can lead it. Now, that was wonderful. That's when we were on one accord. God made my path to be straight. Remove me from the crooked path. Make my way straight, that I could worship you again, that I could talk to you daily throughout the day again, that you would be on my mind so heavy again. Renew the right spirit in me and creating me a clean heart. Take away this stony heart, that I can have a heart like yours. Because I was made in your likeness. I was made in your image. And because of that, I take my rightful place in you, because I'm an heir of the throne. I'm your daughter. I'm a daughter of the Most High God that sits high above every god, above every king, above every lord. You're the Lord of lords. You're the King of kings. You're the God of all gods. And you're a jealous God. I don't want to make you jealous. And I know you can fix my relationship, because this relationship, I have more trials. But in this relationship, I'm not as blinded as I was before. As far as all of my attention was on them. At least now in this relationship, I can still include you in it. I can pray to you in this relationship. I can worship you like I want to in this relationship. I can go in my secret place in this relationship. Meaning that I don't have to hide who I am in you in this relationship. So because I can do that, I know that you can work it out. I know that you can make everything brand new. Renew our love for one another. Let us see each other the way that you see us. Because if we see each other the way you see us, we'll respect each other more. We won't talk to each other any kind of way. And I'm speaking for everybody that may be going through this same similar situation. We need you as our foundation, God. Come into our homes, come into our jobs, come into our everyday lives, and help us to see you in it. Help us to see you in it, because we know that it's nobody but you. We know that it'll be nobody but you. Remind us of who you are. You are the great I am. And I love that name. The great I am, because for one, whatever you are is going to be great. It's not going to be our standards and what we think great is. It's going to be something that's going to blow our minds away that we can't comprehend. And I love that. The great I am. Provider, shelter. Whatever it is, mom, dad, whatever it is that we need you to be, you're that I am. You are that. You are that. And you're great at that. You're great at it. And I thank you for that. I thank you for changing our lives. I thank you for changing our paths to be made straight. I thank you for everything that you're doing. I thank you that we're made whole. I thank you that we're healed from past hurts, from past disappointments, from past frustrations. I thank you. And we give you the honor and the glory for it. Because it's only going to bring us closer to you. Only going to bring us closer to you. Even now the wind blows. And I like seeing the wind blow. Because I get to see the trees and the leaves sway from side to side and back and forth. And it just reminds me of praises. Praises. And when praises go up, blessings come down. God, open up your windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing on today. On today, God, do something miraculous. On today, God, do something wonderful. On today, God, do something that we're not even expecting to happen. Like, blow our minds on today. I ask that you will blow our minds today and reveal to us who you are. We know who you are, but God, some of us have forgotten. Some of us forgotten what it felt like to feel who you are in your glory. I have forgotten. I've forgotten what it feels like. I know what you've done for me. I can't forget what you've done for me, but I want to remember what it feels like to be near to you, to be close to you. Give me that feeling on today. I'm expecting that. I'm expecting to be embraced by you today. I'm expecting for you to hug on me today and to love on me today. I don't need anything else. I just want to feel you on today. Because I know that if I have you and I can feel you right here with me, you're walking with me how it used to be, I know I don't have to worry about anything. Yes. 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 I just thank you. Guys, even like right now, I'm just sitting out in the car. And I believe this cat can hear me talking because it kept looking at me. And now it jumped on top of my car. I'm in another car, but I'm parked beside my car. And he just jumped on top of my car and looked right at me. So he knows. He or she knows, whatever it is. But ask God for his presence on today. We want to feel your presence on today. We want you to reveal yourself to us on today. We want to know that you're in everything that we're doing. We want to feel alive again. We need you. We need you. We need you. We need you on today. And I thank you, God. I thank you for the revelation of you. I thank you for everything that you're doing. You are a wonderful God. You are a great God. And without you, we're nothing. Without you, we are nothing. We need you on today. We need you on today. Those that are even afraid to even ask, reveal yourself to them today. Reveal yourself, because there are some people that have backslid from you, oh God, and they have forgotten. God, we forgot. Remind us who you are. Remind us who you are. Remind us of your love and your passion for us. Remind us of your loving kindness. Just bring about a different atmosphere on today, oh God. I ask that you will go before us, before the day even begins for us on today, oh God. Before we wake up this morning to start our day, oh God, there are some people that's going to wake up and they're going to be like, I feel so different today. I don't know what it is, but I just feel so alive. I feel different. Like there's a spark in me. It's a happiness. It's a joy that I have and I can't shake it. I don't know what it is or where it comes from. We give us that experience on today, oh God. Make us alive again. Because we're dead. And I just gotta be honest. We're dead. We are dead. And we need you. We need you. We need life more abundantly. We need you because you are the way. You are our life. Our lives are no longer our lives, and you are the truth. I posted something on Facebook that dropped in my spirit, and it said, in order to win, you must first lose. If you want to be a winner, you're going to have to lose. Now, somebody else might look at that. If they're not having the right thinking, they'll be looking like, it's great to win. No, sometimes in order to win, you're going to have to lose. Sometimes in those arguments or whatever the situation may be, you might have to take the high road and lose. And have mercy and compassion for somebody. And forgive somebody, regardless of how many times they've done you wrong. Teaches you forgiveness. Those same situation that keeps coming up, the fussing and the arguments, is going to teach you forgiveness. But until you get that and receive that, it's not going to change. Because when you forgive, you start looking at things different. So I really thank God for that and I bless God. But the other part of my message was, the first part was, in order to win, you must first lose. And then the other part of the message was, in order to live, you must first die. So if you want to live, you're going to have to die. Die to your flesh. Die to your ways of thinking. Die to your ways of doing things. And accept the way God does things. The right thinking. Give us the right thinking. The righteous way. So that we can be in right standing with you. So that we can stand before you spotless with no blemishes and no accusations against us from the devil. And forgive us, oh God, for our wrong thinking. Forgive us, oh God, for the things that we entangle ourselves in with our flesh. Forgive us, oh God, for not putting you first. And embrace us. Embrace us. Bring us back to you. That's it. Bring us back to you. We need to be back with you. Back to the roots of everything. Because that's the root. Everything else growing on a tree need to be pruned. Need to be cut off. So that we may start living again. And bring forth the right fruit. Good fruit, good thinking, good ways of doing things. We're going to work with our hands that thing which is good. We're not going to be out here stealing anymore because God has already gave us gifts to give him glory. May our gifts make room for us so that we may give you the glory. God, we need a new mind. We need a new heart. We need you, God. We need you. And I have to keep saying that because we need you. We need you. We need you. We need you. I've tried it so long for my way. And the thing about it is, because when you keep backsliding, it's like, why would you backslide when you already know how God is? So something came in and told you a lie to made you go back to those things from your past and those things that were familiar. So instead of moving forward to the things that are new, because God said that I give you new things. New things I now declare, saith the Lord. Forget about the former things. Forget about those arguments that you had yesterday. That's former, because now is a new day. You can't bring yesterday's problem into the day, because today has its own problems. So forget about those former things that you were in, and those arguments and situations and circumstances that you was in. Don't worry about what happened yesterday. We're starting new on today, because see, what happens is you're not going to receive the blessing that God has set for you on today, because your heart and your mind is still set on what happened yesterday, instead of expecting God to do something different and something new on today, because today is a new day. Whenever there's a new day, there's a new chance, there's a new idea, there's new wisdom, there's new knowledge, there's new understanding, there's new mercies for you set forth on today. Today is something different. Today is something different, and I feel it so strongly in my spirit. It gives me chills right now. Today is something different. Today is the day that you expect God to do something new. Do something that he has not even done yet, because God is not going to give you something that was familiar to you that he did back for you then. No, he's going to do something new. He's going to do something new. The only thing that should be reoccurring to you is the fact that God always shows up. God always shows up, not in the same way, but God always shows up. Because he wants you to know, if he keep doing the same thing, if he keep working it out the same way, it's going to begin to be repetitive and boring. No, that's not God. God going to do some stuff that's going to blow your mind away, blow your socks off, so you'll know that it's him. And with that being said, you got to think new. Think new. Regardless of what it looked like, think new. Think new. Forget how they disappointed you yesterday. Forget how you look at how they supposed to be, your standards of what they supposed to be. Yeah, you know they supposed to be a woman of God. Yeah, you supposed to know that they supposed to be a man of God. So what? Take the limits off of your mind and look at what God can do, and start expecting God to start changing different areas in your life and different situations. I'm even speaking to myself right now. I'm receiving this for myself right now, because I look at things the way I want to look at things, instead of understanding the bigger picture, instead of saying, all right, God, what do you think about this? What do you see this argument that is going on, or you see this situation that I'm in? What do you think about it? How can I go about moving the right way so that you can get the glory out of all of this? Because he's not going to get the glory with you fussing back and forth and being in arguments and confrontations. God is not a God of confusion, but God is a God of order. God is a God of respect, and he is not a respecter of person either. So just because you think that you got it right with God, don't mean that God won't give you a spanking either. Don't get it twisted, okay? He is not a respecter of person, but he loves us, and he said he chastised those who he loves. He chastised those who we love. So, God, we've been getting it wrong. We've been getting it wrong this whole entire time. It's time for us to get it right. Show us how to do it right. Show us how to get it right. Because we need to be in right standing with you. I know you're tired of us disappointing you. If we can see the emotions that you have, if we can see the hurt and the anger in your eyes and in your heart, and if we can just feel that, we'll begin to have sorrow. We'll begin to cry out for you. My God, hallelujah. We will begin to cry out to you. My God, my God, we are sorry, God. Oh, my God. My God. We're sorry, God. Forgive us, oh, God. Forgive us, oh, God. Forgive us for hurting you. Ooh, my God, I'm telling y'all, my God, if you could just see and feel the hurt and frustration and anger in God's eyes and in his heart, my God, he wants us to do right. He wants us to do right. Lord God, forgive us. Forgive us for hurting you. We always say, forgive me. Because your word says that in order for you to forgive us, we're going to have to forgive. But God, we also have to forgive. We also have to ask for repentance and ask for you to forgive us for hurting you. You're the true definition of forgiveness. You are the true definition of forgiving our brothers and our sisters over and over and over and over and over again. And still be able to love unconditionally. You're the true definition. You're the true example, I should say. You're the example. You're the example. You're the example that we must follow. Without you, we're nothing, God. Without you, we can't do it, God. We need you. We need you on today. We need you, God. Forgive us, God. Forgive us for hurting you. Forgive us, God, for making you cry. Forgive us, God, for breaking your heart. We be crying to you for our broken heart. Oh, my God. He and she hurt my feelings, oh, God. My God, they broke my heart while they cheated on me. But yet we do this. The same thing that we endure in life is the same thing we're enduring with you. We're breaking your heart. We're treating you any kind of way. We're talking to you any kind of way. We're not respecting you like we should respect you, because if we did, then we should be displaying that same affection and that same respect to our brothers and sisters, which is why we should love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Because if we're loving ourselves like we're supposed to love ourselves according to you and receive the love that you have for us, there's no way we should be treating each other different and not forgiving one another. We should be loving our neighbors. Loving our neighbors. Not being jealous of them. Not trying to get what they got. Because God already has stuff set up for us before we were even born in our mother's womb. He already got it set up of what we're going to do in this lifetime. Every gift, everything is already rolled out. He already know the ending of it. You know what I'm saying? Because he's an all-knowing God. But you guys have to go to God. You got to go to God. God, I'm sorry. And sometimes that could be that bridge that has been shaking so much, because we're like, oh, they're coming to the car for my, I got a bag over my door. So the cats hear the noise from the wind. But, oh, I just lost my train of thought. But, oh, sometimes the bridge, it becomes so shaky because we haven't yet fully surrendered and we haven't yet fully asked God to forgive us for hurting him and disappointing him and falling short of his glory. You know, we go there and say, forgive me for what I've done, but we never say, forgive us for what we've done to you. Now, that's amazing. Forgive us, God, for falling short of your glory. Forgive us, God, for the sins that we've done. Forgive us, God, for backsliding. But we never say, forgive us, God, for hurting you. Now, that's right thinking. That's when you know it's coming together. Forgive me, God, for breaking your heart. Forgive me, God, for disappointing you. And I say disappoint because God got expectations from us. Expectations from us. He, because we're made in his image, we are held on a standard. Because we're held that standard of him. And he knows that we can do better if we just include him in everything. He knows that. So forgive us, God. Forgive us for forgetting who we are in you. Forgive us for forgetting who you are. There it is. Forgive us for forgetting who you are. And I'm not saying, now I'm not talking about the way maker and the blessings and all of that. No. All that stuff comes when you start doing things the right way, seeking ye first the kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So on today, we're trying to get righteousness. We're trying to get right standing with God. That's what I'm talking about on today. We're trying to get that righteousness so that we can have that peace and so that we can have that joy in the Holy Spirit. I'm seeking ye first the kingdom of God on today, on this morning, because I need you. I need you in my everyday life, in my everyday living. I need you. Without you, I'm nothing. Without you, I'm nothing. I'm nothing. I'm nothing. I'm just dust. From the earth I was made and to the earth, back to dust, I'm going to go back to. But what makes me so different is because you breathe life into my nostrils and I have your life inside of me. That's why greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Because you're in me. You're in me. You're greater than anything. And that's why the devil is mad. That's why the devil fights against us, because he don't have God anymore. He's not on God's side anymore, but God is on our side. And he knows he can't defeat God. But because God gave us free will for us to choose him, before it was like, you're serving me. This is how it should go. But now it's, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. If you want to do right by me, you'll keep my commandments. If you want the blessings from me, keep my commandments. Those greater blessings. Because God also said that he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. But I can tell you what, those blessings that you're getting while you're in sin and all those things, I bet you that it don't last as long as it will as when you're with God, when you're walking side by side with God. Okay, you're not gonna enjoy them, and you'll take them for granted, you know, while you're in sin and you're receiving the blessings when you're unjust. You're not gonna appreciate it. You're not gonna appreciate it. But because you're walking side by side with God, you appreciate it more. It's like, oh my God, thank you God just for the little things. You start thanking God for the small things. And he blesses you with the big things. Thank you, God, for a place to stay. Thank you, God, for my car. Thank you, God, for the job. Thank you, God, for life. Thank you, God, for the trees. Thank you for the sun that comes out in the day that sheds light. Thank you for the moon that comes out at night and the stars that gives a lesser light, but we're able to see. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God, for the grass. Thank you for the things that grow. Thank you for the rain. You know, you start thanking God for small things. Small things, and then God start blessing you with bigger things so you can start thanking him for those things as well. I really do thank God, and I praise him on today. Lord, I thank you. I ask that you would touch the minds and hearts of your people, those that have backslid. You said you're married to the backsliders. I ask that you would touch the minds even of the unbelievers, oh God, that they may believe. I thank you for the freedom of free will and for us to make a choice. And we choose you on today. We choose you. We thank you for your joy and your strength and your Holy Spirit. We thank you for everything on today, oh God. We thank you that we are something because of you, but we're nothing without you. We thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that we're running towards that high mark, towards that high calling. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're walking with us side by side, that we're not alone, oh God. Show us that we're not alone. We know that we're not alone, but remind us that we're not alone, that you're right here beside us, and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Because of what your Son did on the cross for us, we have life more abundantly. I thank you that we get to walk in our purpose, that we get to reach our destinies, oh God. No matter how big the fight is, oh God, no matter how big the battle is, but we know and we walk in your strength to know that it's already won, that the battle is not even ours, and that it's already won. So we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you've done, and that we're overcomers and that we have the victory. I thank you, God. New love. Refresh our love. Give us new things on today. Our relationships, our families, everything, oh God. Watch over us. Dispatch your angels on today. Those things that are hemmed up for us, oh God, prepare us to receive those things that you have for us. And those things that are being held up, oh God, and delayed, release them, oh God. Release them. Release them, release them, release them. Because see, now we are in right standing with you. Now we can receive everything that you have for us. Now we can receive it. Because we're in right standing with you. And we're believing you for it. Yes. Really bless your name. Thank you, God. Let praises be on our lips today. Good things flow from our mouths and from our bellies. Uproot those things that are not like you. Uproot those things that disappoint you and frustrate you and hurt you. And make us whole again. Heal us. Heal us, oh God. God, and also give us a spirit of discernment that we can know right from wrong. We can know those things that are for us and not for us, oh God. And that we can easily interpret the things that you're trying to say and speak to us and show us. And when you speak to us, show us clearly, oh God, that we may understand. So we won't be left guessing. And I thank you for that. Thank you for leadership. Thank you for entrepreneurship. Thank you for everything. Thank you that our ships are sailing in our lives and not sinking. Lord, I just ask that you would go before us on today, Lord God, for that revelation of you, oh God. New divine order, oh God. Promotion, oh God. Strength, oh God, love and unity, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You said, whatsoever we shall ask in your Son's name, we shall have it. And I'm asking for a revelation of you in Jesus' name on today, oh God, for not only for me, oh God, but for your people, for you to strengthen our minds and our hearts, oh God, that you would bring us to the place where we were when we first met our true love, which is you. That we can demonstrate your love for us and our love for you through the love of people. Because that's how we're supposed to be. We're loving our neighbors as we love ourselves because we first love you. And that's why we're able to do it. Those bad habits, oh God, that we have that are getting in the way of us having a sober mind. The drinking, the smoking, the cursing, the backsliding activities, the clubbing, whatever it may be that is standing in the way of us walking side by side with you, oh God, I ask that you would remove it. And I even ask for those that are even too weak to ask you for it, or those that don't even have the mindset to even ask you for it, to even know, because they're blinded and they have scales over their eyes. I just ask that you would just remove those scales, God, that they can see new life and new beginning, because you said new things you now declare, oh God. So let that be manifested in every area of our lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you. You're worthy. And we thank you, Lord God, for the right standing with you. We thank you for forgiveness from you. We thank you for forgiveness of our enemies and those that have hurt us, oh God. We thank you for healing. We thank you for having the victory in every area of our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for the new path that you have set us on that is made straight. We thank you for the new way of thinking. We thank you for the new way of walking. We thank you for the new melodies of songs in our spirit and in our hearts and in our minds that we can just sing to you all the day long, oh God, of your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, God. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. So, you guys, I want you to really take this message to heart and to know that God is going to walk with us on today. Expect great blessings from God today, not the monetary things, not the things that we can buy, but the things that God has set in store for us. As far as our relationship with him, now you get to experience the true relationship and the true love from him. And you'll know, because you'll start treating people different. You'll start treating people different. You'll start seeing things in a different way because of his love for us and the love that he has shined on us. And it's going to flow through us. What you're getting from God is going to flow through you, which is all goodness. But if you're sowing those bad things, then you know it's not from him. That's coming from the enemy. So you got to pick a side, because he said we can't be lukewarm. You can either be hot or you can be cold. You got to choose a side. And today I choose God's side. I choose to walk with God. I choose to walk with you, God. All right, that's all my time for today. Gotta go wake up the hubby. It's 4:21. I've been out here almost an hour, 57 minutes, almost 58. So, you guys, keep your mind focused and just believe in God and expect his revelation on today of who he is. In Jesus' name. Amen. You guys have a blessed and wonderful morning. May you be prosperous and take God with you wherever you go. And don't forget to acknowledge him in all your ways. And also don't forget to seek ye first the kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. All right, you guys, be blessed.